Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is working to ensure supply of modern seeds, adequate power and easy market access to farmers. Reiterates government's commitment to double farmers' income by 2022. Mr. Modi says minimum support price for notified crops will be at least 1.5 times the cost of produce, including labour and other costs. President Ram Nath Kovind calls on law professionals to cooperate with deprived and voiceless people of society unable to meet their legal expenses. Jagtar Singh Tara sentenced to rigorous life imprisonment for assassination of former Punjab Chief Minister Beant Singh in 1995. Russia to expel 23 British diplomats in retaliation to British action of expelling its 23 diplomats over a nerve agent attack on a former spy in Britain. And in badminton, PV Sindhu to face second seed Akane Yamaguchi of Japan in semi-finals of All England Open tournament tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is working to ensure that farmers get modern seeds, adequate power supply and easy market access. Addressing the farmers at the annual Krishi Unnati Mela in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the centre has decided that for all notified crops, minimum support price, MSP, will be at least 1.5 times the cost of produce. He said, for this, the cost will include various elements including labour, rent for machinery, cost of seeds and fertilisers, and land rent. He reiterated his government's commitment to double farmers' income by 2022.
MSP ke liye jo lagat jodi jayegi, usmein dusre shramik ke parishram ka mulya apne maveshi, machine ya kiraye par liye gaye maveshi ya machine ka kharch, बीज का मूल्य, सभी तरह की खाद का मूल्य, सिंचाई के ऊपर किया गया खर्च, राज्य सरकार को दिया गया लैंड रेवेन्यू, वर्किंग कैपिटल के ऊपर दिया गया ब्याज, लीज की ली गई जमीन के लिए दिया गया किराया, इसमें शामिल है.
Mr. Modi said comprehensive steps have been taken for agriculture marketing reforms and it is important to connect rural retail markets with wholesale and global markets. He said in this year's union budget, Grameen retail agriculture markets have been envisaged and 22,000 rural huts will be upgraded with necessary infrastructure and integrated with APMC and the eNAM platform. The Prime Minister said several modern apps have been launched for farmers and the latest technology will help increase productivity. He said the central government is working closely with the states so that farmers can get loans more easily.
Sarkar is baat ka dhyan rakh rahi hai ki aay badhane ke liye kisan ko jo bhi naye vikalp apna rahe hain uske liye unhe paise ki kami na aaye. Hamara nirantar prayas hai कि किसानों को लोन लेने में परेशानी ना हो और इसलिए इस वर्ष सरकार ने खेती के लिए दिए जाने वाले कर्ज को 10 लाख करोड़ रुपए से बढ़ाकर 11 लाख करोड़ रुपया ज्यादा कर दिया है.
The Prime Minister spoke of the benefits of solar farming. He said about 2.75 lakh solar pumps have reached farmers in the last 3 years. He also spoke of the Gobar Dhan Yojana for creating compost and biogas from bio-waste. Mr. Modi said, through the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, premiums have been lowered, capping on insurance has been removed and claim amounts dispersed to farmers have gone up. The Prime Minister asked farmers not to burn crop residue, cut urea consumption and boost production of oil seeds to reduce import of cooking oil. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the organic farming portal and laid the foundation stone of 25 Krishi Vigyan Kendras in 13 states. He also conferred the Krishi Karman Award and Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Krishi Vigyan Protsahan Puraskar on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted people on the occasion of Ugadi. addressing a program to Ma Kugari in Sri Salem, Andhra Pradesh, through video conferencing from New Delhi, he said, Ugadi means the beginning of an era. He said these are the festivals of aspirations and new hopes.
Ugadi ka arth hota hai ek yug ki shuruaat. Ugadi manav jivan ki shuruaat ka hi parv hai. Srishti ki rachana ki shuruaat ka parv hai. ये नई उम्मीदों, नई आशाओं, आकांक्षाओं का पर्व है. ये प्रकृति का पर्व है, ये पर्यावरण का पर्व है. ये जीवन में नए आरंभ का पर्व है. ये नए संकल्प का पर्व है.
Mr. Modi said the government is working towards simplifying the lives of the poor and lower middle class of the country with the mantra of development for all.
हमारा प्रयास रहा है कि हर योजना तय लक्ष्य के साथ बनाई जाए और तय समय में पूरी हो जाए. आज इसी कार्यशैली का प्रभाव है कि सिर्फ चार वर्ष के भीतर देश में 31 करोड़ से ज्यादा गरीबों के जनधन अकाउंट खुले. सिर्फ 90 पैसे प्रतिदिन और 1 रुपये महीने के प्रीमियम पर हमारी सरकार ने 18 करोड़ गरीबों को बीमा कवच प्रदान किया है. उज्ज्वला योजना के तहत रिकॉर्ड समय में हमारी सरकार ने 3.5 करोड़ से ज्यादा महिलाओं को मुफ्त गैस कनेक्शन प्रदान किया है.
Mr. Modi said recently the government has also started the National Nutrition Program to deal with the challenge of malnutrition. Prime Minister said about 1 crore houses have been constructed in the last 3 years under the Prime Minister's housing scheme. The Prime Minister today handed over the chadar to be offered at the Dargah of Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti, Ajmer Sharif, to Minority Affairs Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi. Mr. Modi also conveyed his greetings and best wishes to Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti's followers across the world on the occasion of his annual Urs. President Ram Nath Kovind has called on the law professionals to be responsive towards the society and to cooperate with the courts and be responsible towards their clients. Addressing the third Foundation Day ceremony of National Law University at Cuttack, Odisha today, he said lawyers should cooperate with the deprived and voiceless people of the society as they are unable to meet the legal expenses. He said a good lawyer should be a professional with both mind and heart. Mr. Kovind said the scope of legal service has been expanded with multidimensional fields and it has now extended to international trade and commerce, including international diplomacy.
A law graduate today finds many avenues open to him or her. As our economy has grown, the legal profession too has expanded. Commercial and business law have become more important, complex, and intellectually stimulating. If this is true domestically, it is also true internationally.
Speaking on the occasion, Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra called on the students to work for justice and equality for crores of people of the country. Meanwhile, the President has reached Puri, where he will visit the Jagannath Temple tomorrow. He will address the centenary celebration of the Rashtriya Sanskrit Sansthan. Mr. Kovind is on a 2-day visit to Odisha. Information and Broadcasting Minister Smriti Irani has said there is a code of conduct for content related to TV channel, radio and newspapers. Speaking at a Rising India Summit organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi, Mrs. Irani said as far as online media is concerned, the legislation in terms of news and broadcast content material is not very clear. She said government is working on it with concerned stakeholders.
I think it's a balance and a very delicate one. Firstly, when it comes to content which is on television or for that matter radio or newspaper, there is a code of conduct, there is a code of broadcast, of advertisement that every body which is constituted under the law or for that matter is licensed to function under the law has to adhere to. But online is an ecosystem where legislation in terms of news, legislation in terms of broadcast content material is not very clear. That is something that the ministry is currently undertaking and in conversations with stakeholders.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. Jagtar Singh Tara has been sentenced to rigorous life imprisonment for the assassination of former Punjab Chief Minister Beyant Singh in 1995. A Special Court of Additional District and Sessions Judge G.S. Sidhu, set up in Burail Jail of Chandigarh, pronounced the sentence today. The court yesterday held Tara guilty of killing Beyant Singh. More from our correspondent.
The court has also imposed fine of 35,000 rupees on Jagtar Singh Tara. The counsel of the Tara told that CBI had demanded death sentence for him. The family members of Tara told Akashvani that they will not file any appeal in the higher court against the verdict. Notably, in this bomb explosion, a police constable had blown himself as a human bomb, in which besides former Chief Minister, late Beyant Singh, 17 other people were killed. Ashwani Kumar Sharma, AIR News, Chandigarh.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces retrieved the body of the third terrorist from the debris near the encounter site at Balmaha Kunmo on the outskirts of Srinagar city. The slain terrorist has been identified as a top cadre of Pakistan. The gunfight between terrorists and security forces followed after a group of terrorists attacked the personal security officer of a local BJP leader at a medical institute in Kunmo area on Thursday. After the attack, the terrorists had fled towards adjacent Balmaha village area, where gunfight started after security forces zeroed in near the hiding place of the terrorists. The Balmaha operation concluded with the killing of two local terrorists from Thral and Pulwama area of South Kashmir's Pulwama district. In Bihar, 13 people were killed and over a dozen injured in a bus accident in Sitamarhi district this evening. The death toll is likely to rise as some of the injured are in critical condition. The accident occurred under the Runni Saidpur police station when driver of a speeding bus lost control of the vehicle due to bursting of the tyre. The bus fell from the bridge into the riverbed of Bagmati. The ill-fated bus was going from Muzaffarpur to Runni Saidpur. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each to the next of the kin of the deceased. UPA chairperson and former Congress chief Sonia Gandhi has exhorted party workers to take a pledge that under the leadership of party president Rahul Gandhi, they will take the country and the party to newer heights. Addressing the two-day plenary session of the Congress, which began in New Delhi today, Mrs. Gandhi urged party workers to be ready to give any sacrifice for the country. She said Congress is not a political term, it is a movement. Mrs. Gandhi also accused the NDA government of weakening and ignoring the schemes and programs implemented during UPA rule. Russia says it is expelling 23 British diplomats and threatened further measures in retaliation to a growing diplomatic dispute over a nerve agent attack on a former spy in Britain. The Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement that it is also ordering the closure of the British consul in Russia and ending an agreement to reopen the British consulate in St. Petersburg. It ordered the diplomats to leave within a week. Russia's Foreign Ministry summoned the British ambassador to Russia today before making the announcement. The statement said the government could take further measures if Britain takes any more unfriendly moves toward Russia. British Prime Minister Theresa May this week expelled 23 Russian diplomats and severed high-level contacts over the poisoning of ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. They remain in critical condition in hospital. In badminton, PV Sindhu will face second seed Akane Yamaguchi of Japan in the semi-finals of the All England Open Tournament in Birmingham tonight. Yesterday, the Rio Olympic silver medalist, who is seeded fourth, defeated another Japanese, seventh place Nozomi Okuhara, 20-22, 21-18, 21-18, to make a place in the semi-finals of the women's singles. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is working to ensure supply of modern seeds, adequate power and easy market access to farmers. Reiterates government's commitment to double farmers' income by 2022. Mr. Modi says minimum support price for notified crops will be at least 1.5 times the cost of produce, including labour and other costs. President Ram Nath Kovind calls on law professionals to cooperate with deprived and voiceless people of society unable to meet their legal expenses. Jagtar Singh Tara sentenced to rigorous life imprisonment for assassination of former Punjab Chief Minister Beyant Singh in 1995. Russia to expel 23 British diplomats in retaliation to British action of expelling its 23 diplomats. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.